Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitch Side. We are recording this immediately off the back of Newcastle versus Liverpool. Yeah. What happened, Lewis?
Warrant title charge.
Can I just say, seriously, rest in peace to Newcastle's title charge from August 23 to
Why do you think
August
it's over?
23.
It's not over.
A bit defensive there, Lewis. Well,
you're already 6 points behind top of the league.
Do you remember when you went 1-0? Do you remember when Van Dijk got sent off? You said it's going to be 4-1.
Do you know what? I wish you didn't get sent off because we went 2-0 up. We played Man City, we played Aston Villa, we played Liverpool. And we're going to play Brighton, then Brentford. That's a ridiculously difficult opening five.
If you want to win a title, you've got to beat the best team.
I didn't say win a title, I said we're beating the charge.
Poor little Newcastle got half
a point. We're not dropping points to Fulham.
I can't believe.
Dropping points to Fulham?
Yeah.
You dropped 3 today.
Yeah, against Liverpool at least.
10 men.
At least it's a good quality team.
So let me get this straight. You've played 3 Premier League teams and everyone else has played 3 Premier League teams.
Yeah, but we played 3 harder ones.
Right.
That's subjective though, isn't it?
But you've only come okay,
wait,
three
wait, 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 wait. So treble winners Man City, are they good or bad in your book?
I wouldn't say they're any better than Luton.
Sheffield United gave him a good game today.
Yeah, they gave him a better game than you did.
Yeah, actually they did.
And they're not in a title charge, are they? Or are they?
You're silly to write us off. You saw how he dismantled Aston Villa. This was a sad game.
First free result day of the season kind of vibe, man. You just look off it now.
Yeah. We'll go on like a 15-game win streak.
Hang on a minute, boys. Sorry. Have you seen the prep sheet?
Yeah, I have. That's why I was talking.
Topic one is titled Newcastle Dominate Liverpool 4-1.
I forgot to change that.
How did that go down?
I forgot to change that.
You also didn't include 10 men Liverpool in that.
Yeah. And also, guys, I don't want to say I told you so, but I said Darwin will cook this season.
Did you?
I mean, it's one game.
He looks clinical though. 2 chances, 2 goals.
They were fucking really good finishes.
The way he ran around the ball.
They were all right, lads.
That
first one's a good. Okay, then it's shit goalkeeping. Which one?
Neither.
Also, poor Sven Botman for becoming injured by being spun by Darwin.
I can't be arsed.
Darwin 1v1'd him on Rust.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And
Botman had a great game today. That was a little
Xbox lobby great.
He wasn't great.
He was phenomenal.
Who?
No, he
was. Until
wasn't.
That moment.
Yeah, he was. He made that last ditch sliding tackle when they were in the 6 yard box to stop it. He was intercepting all
the
way
out of position.
So he had to slide in to make the block.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, what else did he do that was made him phenomenal?
Huh? Sure those glasses are prescription. You tend to see the world a little different.
Did you find those in a bin? Like your brain.
We played well.
Speaking of centre backs that played well, do you reckon by the time this podcast goes out, the red card's been overturned? No, because it was a red card, because he got man before the ball, Van Dijk.
Yeah, I think it was one of them. It could have gone either way.
Didn't you segue that by saying, speaking of great centre backs?
He was trying to be sarcastic.
Oh, sorry, I get it now.
He's
was it a red card, Tom? You're in quarter 2 months, aren't you?
I'm not that annoyed at it. I wouldn't have been annoyed either way, I think. I'm not too. It's not like he completely swiped him out and then took the ball. He kind of clipped him as he was taking the ball.
It is exactly that. Isak went through. He held his body there to protect the ball. As he went to run through, he got clattered through to get the ball.
To be fair,
it was almost all the same action. I'm not annoyed at it.
He wins the ball, but after he took Isaac's right leg out first.
So it was just
one of them peak times that, look, he probably thinks he's done a well good tackle, but letter of the law says, you're off, mate.
You can't
and
kick
if anything, if they overturn his first red card.
Hang on. It's a contact sport, Lewis. You can touch someone and then...
He went through his foot and knocked him over in order to then kick the ball.
I'm not disputing that. I'm saying... Just because you touch someone before them winning the ball doesn't make it a foul.
Yes, but in this instance where he goes through his foot and knocks him over and then gets the ball to red.
It only went through him, he clipped him. It wasn't a hard clip.
You need to watch this again, man.
You should just count yourself lucky that Van Dijk did get sent off, otherwise it could have been 4-1 Liverpool.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, if Van Dijk's red card gets overturned...
I don't think it will be.
He should be sent off again.
His action
was very bad, you know. If he wasn't captain,
lead a legend.
Can he get sent off twice?
I don't know.
Genuinely, he was swearing at the ref. You tell him to fuck off.
Yeah. I think at that point, though...
Can't say that.
Yeah.
They all say that.
Nah, he was on TV going well big.
Yeah, he was...
I'm very tired. I've done a triathlon.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that at the start. We were so caught up Lewis's Newcastle.
Got a medal.
And we haven't mentioned we've now hit 25,000 in the Super 6 League. So well done.
No, but seriously, though, he really should be setting a better example.
Possibly, but...
You actually agreed with me on stream, said, wow, he can't act like that. Captain Leader Legend, he cannot act like that.
Can't act like that.
Yeah.
And then Captain Leader Legend gave his armband to other Captain Leader Legend, Trent, who celebrated in front of Will Ennie.
He was shit to death.
Said, ha ha, yo, I get your girl as well.
I don't think he was shit. He made a few mistakes.
He was getting outrun, out and done constantly by Gordon.
I don't think that's true. I think he beat
Gordon
him
was burning Gordon. Past
him. Yeah, I think Gordon did him like once
just
or twice.
No.
He had him on skate.
Longstaff.
There was a few times where Trent won it as well, the individual battles.
Gordon the train from Thomas the Tank Engine.
Gordon took his goal well, to be fair, though.
Yeah, he did, to be fair.
To be fair, he did.
He did.
Warra title charge, that was for me.
No, it's...
I don't even want to be here.
Do you not understand that you deserve this?
I don't deserve this at all because, like,
what are your thoughts on Jason Tindall getting it back?
Oh, have you seen my tweets gone viral?
Pop is unbearable, you know.
Unbearable.
No, that guy, we win a relegation battle a year and a half ago. They were trying to win the Champions League.
You know, it's funny.
trying to win Champions League.
Look how the times have changed, man. Little sad act. Yeah, just have a little bit of class clop.
Yeah, class clop. Look how the times have changed. Wait, Newcastle still can't buy a win against Liverpool.
Lewis, do you know what is funny?
You
can't beat Liverpool.
If Klopp mid-game shushed Eddie Howe and then
they deserved it.
Let me talk. And then after the game, Eddie Howe shushed back. You'd be like, oh, what a legend! But
they deserved it because they were crying 1-0 about the red card.
And you start shushing, embarrassing.
They were embarrassing. They were sprinting about. All of them should be booked.
They were embarrassing, not us.
All of them should have been booked because there was like five of them in the stupid thingy box on the sidelines. The ref should have got them all in the stands.
Carry on.
Are you still talking?
Joel Linton.
More a game by Tonali, brother.
War of 3 points. Oh, yeah, Tonali was dog shit again.
Oi, Alisson made a half decent save, though.
We're going to talk about that.
What was this?
Tonali stinking up the gaff again.
He didn't stink it up.
Why'd he get subbed then?
God, you're so deluded. It's actually unbelievable.
Name one thing he did in that game.
He didn't play well. He wasn't stinking it up.
The Darwin Nunez clip of him scoring is going numbers on Twitter. Love to see the downfall of Lewis Bolden.
It's not a downfall. we're coming back, man.
It's a humbling.
We'll be back.
Do you know what you
it's
are?
It's not humbling because I'm not humble.
Newcastle
I'm not
fan humble. TV.
I'm not humble, man.
No, we know you're not.
Yeah,
humble.
We know you're not.
We're still in the title charge.
We know you're not.
And you know what? This is going to be lovely because I'll be coming back to...
I'm not humble, man. Yeah. We know.
I'll come back to you,
it doesn't really
bastards.
Work the same if you say it like that.
No, but seriously, Lewis, I bet you your bald head that Newcastle don't finish top three.
No, I don't want to just shave me.
Okay, what about eyebrows?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay, or I have to shave any moustache or beard onto your face.
onto my
face. Just shave it on.
As in, no, technically I shave off the hair.
You could stick your pubes on his face.
Anyway,
I'll be back shortly. I'll be back in Winstreet. Well, go on a big Winstreet.
I'll be back.
I tell you what, we're most dangerous after a time like that. I get to the fire in the belly.
Mate, I'll be back shivering. More times than me after my hip surgery.
Who's got a weaker underbelly? Arsenal or Newcastle?
No, that's unfair.
It's definitely
Arsenal
Newcastle.
Dominated Fulham.
Well, no, I'm not. No,
underbelly.
I'm saying it completely differently. You always say that Arsenal have a weak underbelly. You've displayed that
you have a weak underbelly. Yes.
No, you have a weak underbelly.
We didn't lose. You mean
title Liverpool. Challengers? Arsenal.
We didn't lose.
Hang on, guys.
Undefeated.
Let me just check the table. Arsenal 5th, Newcastle 13th.
Oh, what a trophy.
Jesus. Yeah, but we're undefeated this season. You've got one.
It doesn't matter what you do.
You've got
this
one
season,
win out of three. You've got three points out of three games.
You're bottle in the last five
Who's
games anyway.
Who's your next game? Newcastle.
Brighton.
You are Newcastle, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're Newcastle. You lose to Brighton. Is it at the Emirates?
The Emirates.
Amex, he said.
He said Emirates.
The American Express Community Stadium.
we'll take care of Brighton, who are a solid team again. Who finished top four? We're not shit.
You've just insulted.
Are you playing the majority?
There was only one team that played today. That's in the Champions League.
Champions League.
Yeah. Do you know who else is one of them?
You should have mentioned it 100 times.
He's a little shit club.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Lewis, I can't
you're scared.
Lewis, I can't lie. Do you know what you've done here? You've insulted half the Premier League.
Ooh.
You're getting too big for your boots, man.
Yeah,
you're too big for your boots.
Yeah, and
it's no offense. I'm sure Burnley and Sheffield United look at their team and think, yeah, we're shit. Because I've been there and I used to say it about my lads.
Do they when they just took the treble winners to the 90th minute?
Or a trophy.
Whoa!
Do you know what you sound like?
You're becoming despicable.
You sound salty. And it's not a good look. You're a sore loser. You should really go look
at yourself in the mirror.
Sore loser.
Do you know what? I hate this. Who's going to be a good loser?
It's humble in defeat.
Who wants to be? Yeah. No, bollocks. He's shushing us,
you
man.
Should know, shushing you should know when you've been the shitter team.
We hadn't there, though. That's the thing. We really weren't the worst team there.
Lewis, you sound salty and it's not a good look.
I am
salty. You should go home and rethink your life.
Nah, I'm salty and I'm a sore loser and I'll take that.
Do you remember when you supported Sunderland 2 years ago?
What is this podcast, man? Let's do an hour of this.
No, yeah, seriously, though. We are still undefeated, unlike Newcastle.
Who's that? Leicester?
Yeah.
Arsenal. But I think Leicester actually are as well, yeah. Arsenal undefeated. Yes, it was a draw.
Can you start being unbiased?
It's never going to happen
in these prep sheets.
How's this?
Arsenal have finally been punished after playing with fire in their opening two games. You've got issues.
You expected to win these lines
out. And then Arsenal have now conceded inside the first minute proof that Arsenal lack ruthlessness? With how close last season's title rates, is this a big dent in their title charge? So Arsenal drawing to Fulham is a dent, but Liverpool beating Newcastle is just another game.
I love how brain dead.
I love how brain dead he thinks
we are, by the way, that he thinks we just read this
He's trying to like put his brain into ours and it won't work.
No. I've been saying to yous for the last couple of weeks, I was like, you're playing with fire here. You might have won, you might have dominated, but there was only one goal.
You might have dominated and got all 6 points from your games. But I tell you that, you're playing with fire.
Exactly. And you got burnt against Fulham. You weren't ruthless enough. You left them in the game. There was only one goal in it. And in the end, you were lucky that you didn't lose it. You were lucky to not lose.
Were we?
No.
I didn't think we were lucky.
We should have put it to bed. You are right.
And that's what I'm saying. And you disagreed with me last week, but now you see what happens.
To be fair, we did get a point, though.
Adama Traore almost scored.
It should be three against Fulham.
Yeah.
You should be getting three from most teams except from City.
Yeah, at home against 10 men, you should be taking 3 points, right? Yeah, but you got to remember that Fulham, it's their first game with Joao Paulinho this year.
And he really?
Yeah, and he obviously makes a massive difference.
That's I was busy doing a triathlon, so I didn't see the game. Driving to Windsor.
Okay, right. Because I was going to say, it was on a different day to when you did the triathlon.
Yeah, basically, because it's not on 3 o'clock, it was 3 o'clock, so I couldn't watch it on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a good law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, exactly.
And because I had to have an early night and I had to have dinner before my triathlon that I did, you guys know I did triathlon, I didn't get to watch Match of the Day. All the highlights.
I've got a really cool stat about Arsenal if you want to hear it.
Brilliant.
I've got a one. Liverpool 2, Newcastle 1.
No, that wasn't it. Arsenal have now conceded inside the first minute in three of their last 9 Premier League matches at home.
And they're shit as well.
I read that earlier.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
I would 2-1 to be a Newcastle United fan though. So I just saw the first goal from Fulham. First minute. That's a good finish from
Paulinho.
What's his name again? Andreas.
Andreas Pereira.
Good finish, I thought. He saw the keeper on his line. Instead of chipping him, he's trying to just wing it bottom corner.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whatever makes you feel better, brother.
I think it's a good finish.
It's bag. I know you did a video with him the other day, but it's stinking goalkeeper.
Absolutely not.
It was a good finish.
It's bad goalkeeper.
Arsenal shouldn't have given the ball away that early.
Yeah, of course.
Therefore, he's been told to play. Edge of the box, open up and look up for the play. Arsenal in possession, and then if the midfielders give the ball away, of course you're going to be in trouble.
So you're saying it was
I'd say we're playing
fault.
With fire.
So you're saying it's Saka's fault?
Yep.
Are there questions Saka? Over Ramsey
down the camera.
I blame the squad. I blame
why are you blaming the squad for individual errors?
I blame Freddie Lundberg.
Why? What's he done?
Are there question marks over Ramsdale? Should Ray now be playing?
No.
Yes.
No way, man.
There's definitely question marks.
No, it's just rotation. Yeah. Just rotation.
Been terrible all three games.
No way, man. You lot are too easy to hate. If Arsenal never signed Raya, you'd be saying Ramsdale's class.
We're not hating. It's been real.
You have to. There is a point at which Raya plays there, surely.
No, never plays for Arsenal, man.
Just pay 3 million quid for him to sit on the bench.
That's 3 million.
Yeah, so he's
made two pretty big errors in three games, yeah. Ramsdale.
So is David De Gea.
Yeah, he doesn't actually play.
And the same David De Gea who they got rid of.
So is Onana.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, you want to talk about the goal he conceded? We will later.
It wasn't really a mistake.
Mate, he decided to sit down halfway through a football match. I'm not even joking. That's all I've seen is him sitting
actually,
down.
That's actually not true. He sat down 20 seconds into it.
Anyway.
Oh, well, because it's Onana, we can't have a go at him because he's a new Manchester United goalie. We have to pick him up.
It didn't look great, but he's been brilliant in the first three games.
Yeah, and it didn't look great, but Ramsdale's been brilliant for Arsenal.
Other than when he punched someone in the face and got away without giving a penalty away.
Nothing happened, though.
Yeah.
Mate, Onana has not had a good start to his United career.
Yes, he has.
No, he has not. He actually hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Mate, he's lucky to not be sent off and miss games, and he's sat down 20 seconds into the
sent off? You think you can get sent off for that penalty?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't get, even if they gave it, you wouldn't have been sent off.
Well, why not? If an outfield player did that to another footballer, they could have been killed.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
If an outfield player did punch someone.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't punch anyone. It was his body that hit them.
Mate, he's clattered him. I'm not doing this again. He's clattered him. I tell you this and I tell you again. Manchester United, pay the refs.
Were they lucky?
Huh?
Were they lucky?
Who were? Fulham?
Man United.
I mean, it's still an Arsenal, man.
It's interesting you mentioned that.
Why are we still talking about Arsenal? This shit.
No, well, yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting you mentioned Man United paying the refs because I wanted to do a little...
Has it come out? Have they actually paid the refs?
No, I just wanted to do a little thing where we rank the top three teams who have the most referee bias in history.
Manchester United.
Just in the Prem?
Yeah.
Mm. I would say...
Barcelona.
Barcelona
and Barcelona.
I'll go Barcelona, Manchester United and Juventus.
Well, it's obviously United, Arsenal and Liverpool.
Yeah.
It's not Juventus.
In the Prem.
Yes, it could be Juventus.
Well, no. It could be Juventus.
It could, but they've never played in the Premier League.
Didn't they get... why did they get sent down? Because was it match fixing or was it like...
That was match fixing, yeah. Not. I don't think it was paying refs off.
Who would you say? I think as a completely unbiased.
Man United and Liverpool.
Liverpool and United are definitely.
Like, it's
nah,
disgusting.
Fergie time was different though. Man United are so clear. They're Fergie up with Barcelona.
Fergie time walked down the touchline.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
No, Fergie.
Then it's Arsenal.
That's sort of insane.
Is it up? Shut up, man. Let me talk about example A. Robin Van Persie getting sent off against guess who?
Barcelona.
Yeah. Sorry, are we talking about the Premier League?
Do you think if Arsenal paid refs, that would have happened?
I don't think
anyone with a brain cell would have sent off Van Persie.
No one's saying people pay refs. We're saying
Arsenal don't ever get decisions, man. We're Arsenal. We get decisions against us.
Oh God, you're pathetic.
Nah, use
coming from you, Rich.
Yeah, we are, Rich.
I knew you were going to say that. I just
we are, but what am I?
Chelsea up there?
Nah,
all of the big teams.
They haven't been one of the big teams for long, you know.
Yeah, they've just been.
Mate, do you not remember like a couple of seasons ago, like David Luiz in the team? Arsenal just wouldn't get a penalty, and it was just ridiculous.
David Luiz going, the corn thing. You remember that?
Yeah, but I'm talking about like when I was growing up. Like Arsenal got everything. You never got anything.
No, they didn't, mate. No, they no way, man.
Yeah, you're a Brighton fan when I'm on about. So
I've been to Highbury more times than you have. Thank you.
I bet you haven't.
But I have.
I bet you haven't. I reckon it's close.
How many times have you been?
Probably
28.
Seven.
You fucking nerd. You are a West Brom fan. You are a West Brom fan and you've been to Highbury. Why have you been to Highbury seven times?
Because we played
each other. You're like 4 years old.
How do you know you've been seven times?
Because I'm thinking in my head
oh, baby, when I was 6 months.
No, actually, no, not seven.
7 months. Oh, no, I think,
it's not seven, it's
12.
When did you go to the Emirates?
2006. I think I got taken.
Oh, 2006?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's like four then.
Oh, shut up, man.
Swear?
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I can name the games. We drew 1-1 once. I was there for Bergkamp's last game because it was you all wore orange. I was there, you beat us 3-0 and we played you in the League Cup and you beat us 2-0, I think.
So you never saw a victory at Highbury?
Never saw what?
Victory at Highbury?
No.
I saw Arsenal beat Charlton 3-0.
So am I right?
Was that Van Persie?
Yeah, Van Persie. No, that was at the Valley.
So am I right? Have I been to Highbury more than you?
No.
How many times have you been?
You've been more than me.
No, but you're not climbing to
have. Yeah, but I didn't start watching football till I was about so then 2005. So I went when I was 9 years old.
So but why did you think you'd been to Highbury more than me?
Because I just didn't think you'd ever gone to Highbury before you were age of nine, when you were a West Brom fan.
Five and I was going up Home and Away.
Stoner as well.
With my stony on.
I don't have a footballing family, so I wouldn't have gone to games.
No, but Theo, your excuses are invalid. It was the confidence you had saying that.
No, but it's quite now, peculiar that a child, and a five-year-old
West Brom Island jacket.
Like, why is a five-year-old child that supports West Brom been to Highbury four times?
Have it up, your boy.
Because I used to go to every game. I was joking about the stony, by the way.
Shut up and drink your drink, son.
But I don't really like.
Wait, do you get on a bus like with your the other five-year-old and like, go down Highbury Way?
Can I drink something else? It's not a Stella.
Did you get like
the, no, like a Stella?
Did you get the kids' bus down to Highbury?
What does that even mean?
Come on, we'll show them.
What does that
come
even,
on, you baggies.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just imagine you and all your other like 5 year olds.
Shit,
you and all the other 5 year olds are just going West, going Arsenal Way.
I mean, no, I would have been how old when Arsenal we first got away. From it? I would have been 7 when I first went to Highbury.
Where have you got 7 times down to 4 as well?
What? Sounds like you're making it up.
Yeah, I've actually been 20.
We got promoted 2001-02, so 2002-03, I would have gone to Highbury.
That's crazy.
And then the year, then we got relegated that year. I'm pretty sure we played during the league.
How did you get tickets?
Got promoted again. Then would have gone to Highbury again. I think that was Bergkamp's last game that year. And then...
so that's twice.
That's three. No, that's three. And then we did the same again. Got relegated, came back up. And then that was your last year at Highbury and Bergkamp's last game. We was at and you beat us like 3-0, I think it was.
Yes.
I don't know why you're making that look. It's so weird.
Nah, it's just funny to make it
that
weird.
A dad takes his son to the game.
Yeah, no, it's just funny that it's weird.
You know, and yeah, he bummed me after, but that was part of the ticket.
You know, if you're a West Bromwich Albion fan and you're the father of someone, does that make you a bad dad?
That's so bad.
Anyway,
how long have you been brewing?
I've brewed it for a while.
How long have you been brewing?
A little while.
That's what I ask him for now.
Okay.
Have a bad
dad. Oh my God, what has happened? What
is this? Here's a quick question. Is the title already over?
For Newcastle, yeah.
Like, what even is this point to hear, man?
No, but
seriously, is there no room for error when chasing Manchester City?
No, because City have had easy games, haven't they?
Have they?
Oh yeah, Newcastle, yeah, easy.
West Ham are second though, tied with Spurs and Liverpool and Arsenal.
Yeah, they're the only unbeaten teams, right?
Yeah. No, and Brentford. Brentford are unbeaten.
Oh, they are unbeaten. Two draws and unbeaten. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think City will slow down though.
What does that mean?
Well, if we just take a look at the next few fixtures for Manchester City, obviously they play Fulham at home.
Yeah, they got a fucking easy
followed by
West Ham away.
West Ham away, which is a tough game, especially going to the London Stadium after the Sidemen have graced the football pitch.
That is actually the week after.
Who are you on about?
Manchester City.
I thought you were on about like yesterday. Ignore me.
So you could really actually... Like technically, you'd be able to compare how many goals
and then Ireland, they have
scores.
And they have Forest at home.
Yeah, I mean, tough game.
Sorry, who gave Manchester City the Wolves away?
Then it's
Arsenal away. That's when they get stopped. 7th of October.
Yes. Oh God! Did you just throw up?
You nearly threw up. Hey, that.
You're right.
Prior to this podcast,
that's the 5.5.
I couldn't really eat after the triathlon, so I've just eaten a Five Guys burger, a Five Guys milkshake, and a double decadence Domino's.
Five Guys.
And some nachos. But anyways, guys. Speaking of Onana, what's your name?
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Well, they won the game, didn't they?
What do you mean?
Bruno Fernandes was exceptional again.
Obviously, I was driving, so I pulled over to get a coffee and I decided to tune in to see what the results are, the scorelines are looking like. I was like, what is happening in the game of football?
I was more disappointed with the defending. How was he left alone one-on-one with Rashford on the edge of the...
Off the back of a corner, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but still.
Yeah, it's still poor.
Fucking lazy defending.
With it being a one-year as well, who's like 6'5",
fast,
basically strong. The Terminator. Yeah.
Obviously, it was a fairly lucky second goal following the ball hitting just off Bowley's head.
Who? Bowley. Tom Bowley with a second goal for Forest. He's done it.
Yeah, it was a weird one. It literally did.
Very weird, wasn't it?
Hit him. Did you even see the goal?
Yeah.
He just sort of face planted it.
Sorry, mate. We're
Willy Bollis.
Title talk over it.
Yeah,
mate,
we're
right.
Talking about big things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you say Man United are looking vulnerable?
Yes. I think so, yes. But after going 2-0 down after 5 minutes to Forest at home, I think maybe.
But they got the win. They still got the win.
Yeah, but
they're worrying
Bruno
signs.
F looks good.
Bruno F does look good, but the expected goals data suggests that only Fulham, Luton, Bournemouth, Everton and Wolves have conceded more chances than United this season.
Stop reading the prep like this. It's so like twats. just put
Wait,
it
is that actually true though?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're not expected goals as bad as them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And them lot are bad.
They're vulnerable.
Them
usually.
Lot are bad.
No, seriously.
Them
though.
Bad team.
Wait, yeah. Do you think when Hodgeland comes into play, United
are
against
Rashford goes back to the left. Yeah, well, that's
but he played left against Forest and Martial's up front.
And he got two assists. Creative. Rashford. Well, one was an FPL assist. He got a penalty, didn't he?
Oh, do you have Rashford in your team?
Yes.
I should.
No, it was good. It was a good performance from Rashford, considering how bad he's been at the number nine.
And Eriksen started, which pushed Bruno F up.
Yep, and Eriksen scored, first goal of the game.
Yeah, very annoying.
For United, anyway.
Do you think Bruno F can convert his XG?
I believe so.
XGA as well? XGI as well?
All of the...
Because it looks like he is making a lot of chances.
What's
especially
XGI?
His XGI, average goal involvement.
Expected goal involvement.
Yeah, average...
Get the fucking
average
life.
Expected goal involvement. It's a matter of time until Bruno F starts converting his XGI, isn't it?
Well, he already is done. He got a penalty, got an assist.
Oh.
His assist for Casemiro's goal was really good. It was a really well-worked set piece.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no. Anyone watch the games this week?
I thought you said you watched it.
No, I just saw Onana on Twitter.
No, the set piece, which he...
Yeah.
A header to Casemiro.
Casemiro should have got another one as well, actually.
Yeah, oh, he missed a sitter.
Yeah, big sitter.
Washed.
Back post.
He's not washed. He played well.
Did he play well? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Casemiro scored.
Do you think Man United should have won after obviously winning the controversial penalty?
It weren't controversial.
It wasn't controversial. But you're only writing controversial because you don't think it was a penalty.
It was controversial.
It was a penalty.
It
mate.
Was. Oh my God.
The fact that he's arguing it compared to you means it is controversial.
It is.
Only
it was
idiots
so
like him.
Soft, man.
Only to idiots who don't like Man United.
Like
him.
You said literally 15 minutes ago, it's a contact sport and there was barely any contact.
It was
a grazing.
Barely any contact.
Rashford left his right leg miles behind. He started running. If you're running unnaturally like that, it should be a penalty because he's just kicking his limb into the area.
That isn't what happened.
No, obviously with Man United
go down there.
With Man United being so much worse than Newcastle sitting 8th compared to Newcastle's 13th. Who do you think finish above each other at the end of the season?
Well, Newcastle are in 13th.
Yeah, they're garbage.
We played three hard games, man.
You're fighting relegation, man.
You actually are. You are actually only 3 points
off
relegation.
You are on the same amount of points as Wolves.
Oh! Wolves are doing well this season.
And Nottingham Forest. Only two above Bournemouth.
I thought we were talking about Man United.
But only one below Chelsea.
You're just going to read the entire thing.
Three above Everton.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think that's another
You're
case
closer
of...
to Everton than City, and you said you're in a title charge, but not a relegation battle. So which one is it?
Three games in the season, mate. Let us cook.
You are cooking in the meal ship.
What's on the menu?
Lasagna. So Man United.
Talk about Man United. Let's talk about Man United. They look better without Mason Mount. I think Christian Eriksen offers more balance
Harsh
in the team.
Game, but okay.
They need a left back. They are still in the market
I heard Cucurella on loan. Chelsea wouldn't do that.
Cucurella?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
They'd hear
weird.
That.
Very weird.
I think it'd suit United.
But what are Chelsea going to do if Chilwell gets injured?
Wait, like
which is
one.
Likely.
Mate, they can just whack anyone at left back.
Who? Hey. Chelsea.
Although Dallow played all right.
Yeah, but he's also
he's
right back as well.
Dallow is, he is more of a right back. But I think he's a very...
He played like an
underrated
role.
Footballer,
Dallow. Right. And they don't need left back. They got Luke Shaw.
Dallow gets taken the piss out of quite a lot, but he's actually all right. He's actually a good footballer. Yeah, I agree with what I'm saying right here.
sorry,
every time Dallow plays, he does well.
Yeah,
Dallow's decent.
He doesn't really put a foot wrong, and he just gets the Mickey take out of him.
Yeah,
because he's called Dallow.
Is that the reason why?
Dalot. You know, like David Engog.
Yeah,
like because he called Engog.
Yeah,
everyone thought he's shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he was shit, though.
Well, see my point proven.
Yeah, it's like in Harry Potter, where she comes fast on the train and goes, anything from the trolley? I'll take Dalot.
You're so weird, you two. Like, actually really weird.
That's what the quote is.
When did you do that one?
This podcast is a disgrace.
Hey, Harry Potter.
This is the shittest pod we've ever done.
When did you cut that one up?
I don't know, man.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
It was hard,
wasn't it? Well, I think this is the best podcast we've ever done. Look, anyways.
Well, guys, it's time to chat Super 6.
Oh, no!
What?
No!
What?
Oh, Darwin Núñez hooned me out of a 5-pointer on the Newcastle
Liverpool
game.
2-1. Yeah, I didn't think anyone put Liverpool to win, did they? I'll put Newcastle to
I'll put it to draw 1-1, but...
You're right.
What are you doing? I've got hair in my eye.
Where's that came from?
Yeah, so how do we all do? I got 4 points.
I got 4.
Lou, how many you get?
I got fucking 4.
Oh, fuck me, I got
Newcastle
4 points.
Newcastle's a ton in.
We all got 4.
Did everyone say Man United to beat Forest?
Yeah.
And did everyone say City to beat Sheffield United?
Yeah, that's literally the only games we got right. Yeah,
football was broken, man.
It was, man.
I predicted 1-0 Everton. The answer was, the score was 1-0 Wolves.
Yeah, I said 0-0 for that.
I predicted Arsenal 3-0.
Yeah, me too.
Brighton to beat West Ham 2-1.
Same.
And the 1-1 in the Newcastle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look, it's crazy, lads, because there's now 25,000 of you in the Pitchside Super League. Pitchside Super League Mini League. It's officially the biggest and best and the greatest Super 6 Mini League in Earth.
You've been sure of it. What do you mean in Earth?
I get it.
What do you mean in Earth?
In Earth.
The greatest Super 6 Mini League in Earth.
Oh. Well, you could have said in the world.
In the world.
You got in Earth.
What do you mean in? What's in Earth?
Yeah, well, I got confused between on Earth and in the world, so I said in Earth. Anyways, look.
Nearly killed him. Going on from Newcastle being one of the worst teams in Premier League history, we are actually going to do our worst 3 Premier League teams ever.
I think there's a standout one.
There's definitely a standout.
Well, obviously there's a standout one.
The world record for shittiest Premier League team ever is Derby County in 07-08.
What in Derby?
What in Derby?
Mate, 11 points. Do you know what the goal difference was?
No.
-69.
Oh.
Nice. They've played 38 matches and got a goal difference of -69.
That's less than 2 a game.
Do you know who the only team was that they beat?
Newcastle, 1-0 at home.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. And then we also drew against them on the other game. So.
No, Derby.
Who scored for them? It was that big striker.
I don't even know. It was
Kevin Davies.
Bad day, that one.
No, he didn't play for Derby.
Do you know what? Derby actually drew the opening game against Portsmouth and then went to lose 4 in a row, conceding 13.
They were so bad. They had Robbie Savage as captain, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they?
So I'll go with my...
They have Roy Carroll in goal.
I'll go... Yeah, I know. They're like... No, wasn't it Stephen Bywater in goal?
I thought it was Roy Carroll.
Have you just made that up?
No, it's Roy Carroll.
You sure?
I promise you it was Roy Carroll.
I thought it was Stephen Bywater. I'll go first because you're copying me.
Sorry, really quickly though, Tom. This is... I forgot. I don't know what happened in my head, but I thought Huddersfield did all right in the Prem.
No.
They were terrible. No,
they're going to be one of mine. Yeah.
They were shite.
They got
they were awful.
50 some goals.
54 goals. Yeah, minus 54, 16 points.
They nearly did beat the Derby record, didn't they?
What?
They couldn't get a win to save their
life. I'm confused though. So where have I thought Derby did all right in the Prem? Huddersfield, sorry.
They never did it all right in the Prem.
They didn't go straight back down there, did they?
Huddersfield?
Yeah.
They didn't stay up, did they?
I thought they had one season in the Prem.
Did they stay up?
Derby?
No, Huddersfield.
The season prior.
No, they went down, I think.
They went straight down, didn't they? I'm sure. I'd be amazed if they stayed up.
Yeah.
There's definitely a Sunderland. Yeah, this is one of my ones. Sorry.
There's loads of Sunderland.
No, the 2016-17. Was that when the beach ball happened?
No, that was well before that.
Ah.
That was like 08.
16th?
Yeah.
And then,
they survived. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, yeah.
And then they came stone dead later.
Oh, yeah. 2017. Then Gaffer walked, didn't they?
Yeah, Wagner.
I think they did.
So my three anyway are Derby, obviously. I've gone Huddersfield because that goal difference was, and they were bad. And then I've gone, because of who they are and the players they had, Villa, in, and because they're Villa, fuck them, in 2015-16, they got 17 points.
They stayed up.
No, went down.
Aston Villa?
Yeah. Wait. That's what you're saying. One of the worst teams in Prem history. They're not going to stay up if they're one of the worst teams in Prem history, are they?
Aston Villa got relegated.
Yes.
What do you,
they've been in the Championship for like League forever, two, 3 years.
That's when Grealish brought them back up.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
They got 17. They had like Joleon Lescott, Micah Richards.
Yeah.
They had some good players.
They get that? How are they so bad?
Well, exactly. That's why they're in my three. Reeve?
Derby, definitely. That's standout. Huddersfield, I already had agreed with. And just off recent memory, I think Sheffield United, 2021.
After they had the good, season. Yeah, they were shocking. Well, I could have included multiple Albion teams as well, because we've had some stinkers.
Yeah. I might include a shock one for you lot.
We've already got two, so who's the third?
Well, you know, who's your three?
Either Everton or Luton from the 2023-24 season. I think they could break a record.
You really think so? Luton could, actually. Yeah, Luton look...
I'm not even joking. Like, I hate to say it, because we love Luton on this show.
Yeah, they We're big fans of Luton.
We and Luton go way back. I love the airport. Great airport. Underrated airport, if anything.
Yeah.
But fuck me, they are shit.
Yeah.
They're really bad. It's not looking good.
There is a bit of a gulf in class.
I think
But it is, they've only played two games.
Look who they've played so far.
Yeah, but...
But they play Brighton and they played Chelsea and they conceded an average XG of like 3.5.
Yeah, but they didn't actually play that badly for like 70 minutes against Brighton.
No, but you can't give away almost three goals of chances again.
They will be a different team at home.
I hope so.
They will get more than, 11 points, Derby? Yeah, 11. They'll get more than that.
I hope they prove me wrong.
They'll get more than that, mate.
I do hope
it could happen, though. Yeah. There's definitely potential. But
I hope that
11 points is so low, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I do hope they prove me wrong. But hey, speaking of teams that aren't shit, the Pitchside team is here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have an opportunity at the end of the season. We'll be taking on the club in a football match. And one of you lot, or maybe even a few of you lot, maybe could play. We will say we will be inviting the winner of the Pitchside Super 6 Mini League at the end of the season to join and take part and be on our team. Because we need you and you need us. And together, we're one big happy family. So make sure you sign up to Super 6 using the link in the description down below. Join the Pitchside Super 6 Mini League, PTCH23. Yeah, not too late to join. So we're only 3 weeks in, which means if you're good at predictions, you can catch up.
Yeah, and also, if you don't win overall at the end of the season, if you're playing every week, you can win £100 Classic Football Search Battle regardless.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So get involved.
Yep.
It's completely free. Do yourself a favour. You obviously do want to try and win the mini league to join our team because we are going to smash the club up.
I've seen them play football and it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Now, Rory's all right.
Mm. Actually, to be fair, people have seen you play football now, and that is
That was a bad day. It was. But
actually, you know what? They're actually not bad. McCullough.
No, hang on. They've seen me. Boovy's got a rocket of a left foot. After 3 years of not playing football,
I played with Boovy, and he threw an elbow at me. Like,
I think that's unrelated.
No. That was in the office. If we actually played a game,
we'd smash
bully them. Yeah,
yeah. I think we would.
You're also forgetting that you got me. So,
yeah. And Lewis.
Does
that mean you'd actually play?
Oh, you got to get me on, mate. I'm class.
You'd be a starting player, sure.
Yeah, play me as
I've still not seen you play football.
I'm actually, do you know what? I always thought I was shitting my ball. And I came down here and played. And I realised, like, I don't know if it's just people down south are not very good at football.
Taking shots in a YouTube video doesn't make you a good footballer.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, hang on a second. Look, you thought you were shit, but down here you're good.
Yeah, down here I'm actually, like, up north, I was shit. Not just that.
No offense, Alex.
In this video, that's not playing football.
Nah, that's what I mean. I'm decent, man. I do a nice little.
All I'm saying is you're in goal for us.
I'm Alex, nearly blind.
Yeah, don't do your other eye.
Contacts or glasses or goggles.
We got to get you goggles for the gap.
Yeah.
Get it. Anyways, so as I said, if you're not yet in our Pitch Side Super 6 mini league, make sure you join. So using the link in the description down below. There's also, as Reef said, the £100 Classic Football Voucher to be won
each
round. Well, congratulations to Jamie Spriggs with 18 Woo-hoo! Points. And he won on golden goal.
That's when you know it's a bad week, by the way.
18
when
points.
18 points wins the...
Bet he's gas though.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Moving on to next week, though. A big weekend in Premier League action. Super 6 fixtures are as follows. Man City versus Fulham, Chelsea, Forest, Burnley, Tottenham, Brighton, Newcastle, Crystal Palace, Wolves, and then Arsenal, Man United. Huge game on Super Sunday and a big game for Newcastle 2 against Brighton. Which way do you see those matches going?
Arsenal winning, Palace winning, Brighton winning, Spurs winning, Chelsea winning, City winning.
Really? No draws? No?
No.
Just straight up? Dubs for
the only draw I could see potentially happening is Brighton v Newcastle. Thoughts?
I mean, I think Chelsea could draw with Forest as well, actually, to be fair. I don't think Forest are that bad.
But Raheem the Dream is back.
He's playing well. Other than that, Tottenham should beat Burnley. Crystal Palace, you would think, beat Wolves, and I am pretty confident that we do beat Manchester United. So, yeah, I agree with those.
But do you know what's scary, though, about that Arsenal United game?
What?
Because of last season, we should beat them, yeah? But then the old Arsenal still creeps into my brain and thinks, oh, we're going to go lose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, United don't seem to be fully clicking yet either. So, you never know which kind of United are going to turn up. So,
well, look, if you think you know the answer to all the fixtures this round on Super 6, get your submissions done. And you have a free shot at winning £250,000 by simply predicting correctly 6 scores.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, follow the link in the description and sign up now. Back to Premier League dark horse conversation.
I'll hold my hands up. We thought Declan Rice leaving West Ham would mean West Ham would be crap. Turns out, they're class.
Recruitment by West Ham have been...
Prime Moyes.
Yeah. They are. That's it. They've gone back to full Moyes DNA and now they are just playing actually good football. It helps that they've kept hold of Paqueta as well, I think. Bowen's just ridiculous.
On fire. Antonio seems to be shagging Danny Dyer.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. Win-win.
Daughter of Danny Dyer.
She's called Danny Dyer.
Yeah, I know. But also, do you know who is playing well? Antonio, James Ward-Prowse, up there for signing of the season, perhaps.
Could be.
Tom, we hope you make your train.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
We lost Tom.
Tough time, never less.
No, just me and you, back in the day.
Why are we sat next to each other like
this? This is so close. It's just two people. Yeah, you were saying James Ward-Prowse potentially could be signing of the season, which is a very fair case.
30 mil as well. Bargain of the season, perhaps. Up there with James Maddison for 40.
Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy to now say that £40 million player is a bargain of the season? Like, how has the market evolved in such
a fashion? Well, see, economy.
Was Maddison actually 40?
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Oh, well, yeah, that's what you failed, economy, you though, failed to pay that for him. Do you not remember? And everyone said, oh, he's going Newcastle. And I said, he's going Spurs.
We chose Tonali, that's all.
Probably a bad decision in the end.
Yeah.
Who do you think gets more assists this season? Maddison or James Ward-Prowse?
Madison. If he stays fit, Madison. But James Ward-Prowse never gets injured, does he? So.
And also he takes every corner and every free kick.
So does Madison.
Shit.
But West Ham have a bigger team to aim at.
Shit.
That's crazy.
And Richarlison can't score.
You know he's on -2 bonus points for the season. Total.
On FPL?
Yeah.
Bloody crazy hell. That is it. That's wild, isn't it? Hey, look. I tell you what also is wild. Antonio.
Yeah, he's cooking.
He is cooking.
And it's weird because he's just always, I always have him as like in my head, like as a pure finisher. And that sort of lets him down. But like, actually, it looks like
the goals against Chelsea and Brighton now have shown that he can do it.
Yeah.
But Bowen also, his goal and then his assist as well. Yeah,
one
his,
fluid motion.
His touch
even
at
to
moment,
the celebration
joke.
As well, by the way. Yeah. Like from touch to celebration, it's all just like
fluidity.
I think he's one of the Prem's most underrated players still, even though everyone knows he's good, but I think he's like top tier winger. Like, he's ridiculous.
You want him at Newcastle, don't you?
Top 10 in the world?
Not in the world, but in the Prem, he's probably pushing top 6 in the Premier League. Even maybe
right
top
winger.
5, you know, because like if the amount he returns and what he brings
what do you
to the
mean?
Team.
Top 5 overall
as wingers,
wingers.
Yeah.
Boring us.
There's not many who deliver as much as him, really.
Yeah.
Salah? Saka.
Salah, Saka.
Rashford. Are you talking about right?
Not Rashford. I'd take Bourne over Rashford, and that sounds silly.
Wow.
Because Rashford's a good player, obviously, but like, and better player probably than Bourne. But like, Bourne just fucking delivers
Nada
more.
Nada Silva.
Hmm?
Foden? Grealish.
Martinelli.
No.
Trossard.
No.
Diogo Jota.
Mitter?
No.
Luis Diaz.
No.
Harvey Barnes.
No. Yeah.
Isak.
No, okay. There's a lot of good wingers, but you see, you know, this guy's returns is better than Saka, isn't it?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Harsh.
But
he's class.
Grob scored again.
Yeah, big up Grob.
For Brighton. He still thinks his name's Grob.
His name is Grob. It literally has a B in it.
you're an idiot.
It has a B.
What's the problem with Brighton? Why are they so...
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
A lot of people are saying they should have won the game, but I feel like West Ham kind of deserved to win. That's the style of play that they are implementing, and they did it perfectly.
They kicked into it a little bit at the end, and Grob scored, and then there's a couple other chances, but Areola made some good saves. But like,
Areola played really well.
Yeah, keeping Fabianski out.
Yeah, but I think that's injury.
I don't think, well, no reason to get him back. No, he's on the bench. He's back now, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, Fabianski is good, though, man.
Surely.
I think so.
Oh. You're the West Ham doctor, are you?
He is in my FPL team.
Well, speaking of people that are in your FPL team, if you had one shot to make another player come to your come.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come to your club.
If you had one shot to what?
Make a player come.
Make a player come.
What's that?
Why?
Oh, no.
You got to finish it now.
You have one shot to make a player come to your club. Who would it be?
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do one player that each of the... top.
Subjectively, five best teams in the Premier League.
Yeah, big five, or whatever we're going to call them. So it would be, in this case, Man City, Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Liverpool.
But what about
Newcastle?
And Newcastle.
But we finished fourth.
And Palace.
And Brighton. And Villa.
Villa, Brentford, Brighton.
They didn't finish fourth.
How many do you want us to do?
Well, it was going to be all of them, but I don't think we have the time for that.
All right, so let's do a player that Newcastle should sign. A player that Newcastle should sign
Mbappe.
Is a good goalkeeper.
Whoa.
Nah, I know who they need, actually. I genuinely think I know who you need.
Didn't Eddie Howe come out and say that you need one more player to complete the...
I haven't seen
the
that.
Feng shui of the club.
You need Teo Hernandez.
Ooh.
I feel like Dan Burn is class, but maybe second choice is better suited to him.
Yeah, but he will be second choice.
Or Alphonso Davies.
You just signed Lewis Hall.
Lewis Hall.
Is he going to start over Dan Burn?
Yeah, he'll play starting left.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, he probably will. Like Dan Burn's just a bit slow, isn't he? I'd say Bowen. I want Bowen, obviously. Get Almiron out of the team.
Yeah.
Bowen seems like the kind of person who fit into an Eddie Howe team.
He's very industrious.
Yeah.
Very Eddie Howe-esque, isn't he?
Yeah. Eddie Howe likes
that. Good chat, actually.
That's a really good chat, man. Very knowledgeable.
How many for Bowen knowledge?
Arsenal. Who do we need?
Well, I've linked us with Mbappe.
Vlahovic. Finally.
Well, Jesus is back.
Yeah, it's true.
Ivan Toney.
Nah, Arsenal probably need like a...
Nah, I think Ivan Toney to someone like Spurs.
No, United.
Charleston is not good enough.
With injuries at the moment, do you not think a defender?
Hey, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just play Gabriel.
Yeah, what has Gabriel done here? Why is he not playing football? There's something going on. There is something going on, I think.
I'd like Tomori at Arsenal. Yeah.
Why?
I just think he's class. I think he'd fit in with the English culture.
But if he's right foot, he's not going to replace Saliba, is he? Saliba.
Who's to say that you have to play right on right and left on left?
Arteta.
Yeah, but we're playing like three at the back now, aren't we?
Still with right and left.
Yeah, but Ben White played with Saliba. Don't...
Do you know what I mean though? Like,
no, I don't know what you mean, because we're playing three at the back. We specifically don't play Gabriel to play three at the back.
Okay, well, moving on to Manchester United, they are screaming and crying out. I know they got Hodgeland, but why is they not bought Ivan?
Go and sleep.
Ivan Toney.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But you know why he isn't going? Man United, because he said he'd fucking loves Arsenal.
Yeah.
So he's going to Arsenal or Liverpool.
Is that what he said on the Bartlett podcast?
Yeah, he said he supports Liverpool but loves Arsenal.
Really?
I think that's so bad of him saying that. You're playing for Brentford, man.
No, it's not actually.
Yeah.
And also, he wasn't asked. He was just asked, what's your next big club?
He knows what he's doing.
No, he said, who do you support? He says Liverpool. And said, oh, do you like there any other teams in the Premier? He said, yeah, I like the way Arsenal play football, which is just a respect thing. He's built for Arsenal, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's such a good footballer.
I think you
London, don't have to leave.
Nah, I'm not sure about Tony, man. I think what? Bad character, in my opinion.
What?
Mate, he's a grinder, man.
He works well hard.
He's talked bad about his current clubs. I don't like that disrespect.
You haven't listened to the podcast, have you?
If you're playing for a team, you don't disrespect that team or take the piss out of it like that. Because they're paying to your bills, man.
So, Manchester United, Ivan Tony. Spurs,
Ivan Tony. Arsenal, Ivan Tony.
Well, Man United, why don't you say Connor Cody like you said last week's podcast? Connor Cody.
Got Johnny Evans instead.
What are you guys talking? This really weirded me out, by the way. You lot are saying Man United need a Connor Cody.
No, don't rope me into this. Don't rope me into that.
What other type of player is Harry Maguire then? How is he not a Connor Cody type player? He's already there.
Well, why have they bought Johnny Evans?
Because they want...
I don't know.
It must be a dressing room purchase. What are you doing?
I swear to God, if Connor Coney's... Coney 2012. if Connor Cody signs for United in January, wow. I'll look...
Whoa.
He's playing for Leicester City.
Yeah, I'll look like a genius.
But he's going to be... He's going to win the championship.
Yeah, but he could just sneak back into the Prem in January.
Get two medals. Oh no, United aren't going to win it.
How about this? Man United.
How about this? What?
I'm out of cookie. Are you ready for this? Man United.
Heisenberg.
Matoma.
No.
They've got Rashford.
He'll say no, put him on the right. Brighton.
You want Marcus Rashford to play on the right?
No, Matoma. Put him out on the right.
You want Matoma to play on the right?
Just anything to get Anthony off the pitch.
He's a left winger.
Do you ever watch football when you say these sort of things?
He'll be all right on there.
He'll be all right.
Well, he'll be all right. I'm sure he can swap
that's
wings.
Not, you know when you say he'll be all right, that's not a logical conclusion to...
Why do you think he wouldn't be able to manage it out there?
Because he's a left winger.
No, yeah, I know. But at the same time, we had this argument the other day, didn't we? Because as a professional footballer, why can't he not play on right?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Yeah, because all the movement patterns that he's learned over the years of playing football, he cuts inside.
You just reverse it. Have you ever looked in a mirror, mate?
Tom, where have you gone?
Flip.
Imagine Lewis trying to reverse engineer Mikel Arteta's tactics.
Also, you're the same person that when I've said, oh, why don't you just put Harvey Barnes on the right? No, I can't play there, he's a left winger.
so therefore you actually agree with my logic?
No, I don't agree with your logic because your logic is the one that you're disagreeing with.
No, but you
with.
Said Harvey Barnes on the right.
Yeah, as
on the right.
As a suggestion, but you're saying...
Well, I now agree with you.
Fuck off.
Liverpool.
Liverpool need
maybe a centre back.
They replace Salah.
No, they need Amrabat. No, they don't. I don't know how
they need to replace Van Dijk. Man, he lost his head. Seriously, he's lost his head.
Van Dijk.
Yeah, to be fair, they probably need to buy someone to replace Salah.
Yeah, that's true.
How much do you think Salah goes for?
Matoma.
Surely, if you sell Salah to Saudi, surely you're Liverpool and go, all right, Mbappe, come here.
I think Mbappe will be like, no.
He's also not a right winger. Nice try.
I don't think he'd say no. He'd be like, no.
That's funny.
No, seriously, who do you feel live in? Amrabat?
What, instead of Salah?
Caicedo? Lavia?
I don't think. Brilliant. Who's actually a good right winger in world football?
Amrabat.
Dembele.
He's not got the numbers that Salah does, though, does he?
But who? No one really does.
You could get Kvaratskhelia.
I feel like Dembele is a Liverpool kind of player.
Get Kvaratskhelia. Yeah. Victor Osimhen.
He's not really right winger.
No, you don't need a striker. No, I haven't
said. I think Dembele's not a bad shout.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
But he's too injury prone.
You got all out.
Oh, but then he would be get put on inhalers. So.
Or Liverpool could go for Ivan Tony.
Yeah, let's say Ivan Tony.
He's a Liverpool fan. That's all you know.
Exactly. Yeah,
Nunes can play out wide.
So the
on the left only. Though.
So one player every team should sign. We have got so far: Arsenal Ivan Tony, Spurs Ivan Tony, Man United Ivan Tony, Liverpool Ivan Tony, and Chelsea. Actually, Ivan Tony. Really,
That's so crap, man. Okay.
Right. Well, is that it?
What do we do now?
Can't put this out as a clip.
Yeah, it was a bit nothing. We'll leave this. If you listen to this on podcast, this is a podcast exclusive for you.
I can't lie, lads. I've done a triathlon and I'm absolutely shattered. But hey, look, we're here and
yeah, we're cooking.
Yeah, Tom's had to go get his train after getting hacked on Instagram.
It's all falling apart.
Yeah, I'm shitting my brains out after doing a Five Guys and Domino's.
You think it's fine?
Can you smell it?
Stinks.
But you know what? The people listening right now are having a good time.
Yeah, you're the real ones. The real ones that are still here listening to us waffle away.
I would ask you to rate us 5 stars on Apple on Spotify, but you've already done it. So
I was going to say, I don't know if we deserved it after that.
No, mate, this has been a funny episode. Yeah. You know, this is one of them episodes, remember, guys? This is your best episode yet.
Yeah.
You guys are drunk.
On life.
Oh, yeah, actually, fatigue.
If you made it this far, message on the Instagram. Let us know. Just let us know the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to see.
Yeah, actually, we should do a call out word if they've got this far.
Yeah.
Pelican!
Why did you shout that? That gave me the ick.
They were waiting for something to be just.
I just felt Pelican.
But like, shout it.
Nah, you have to say, Tom, you're looking small.
Yeah, that's good. That's Tom, good. You're looking small is all everywhere. Twitter.
Spam the comments everywhere.
If you've got
tweet
this
him
far
saying,
on the
Tom,
pod,
you're looking small.
Tom, you're looking small on all of our Insta, Twitter. All the clips,
Facebook,
everything. Yeah, Tom, you're looking small. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the episode, guys. As always, rate 5 stars on Spotify. Why are you laughing at that? Let's do the outro, man.
Hopefully you've enjoyed the episode.
They will have done.
I've been crying of laughter.
No, I know. I've been laughing a lot.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Lewis, do we have a quiz? Doesn't really matter. It's just me third, is it?
No quiz.
No, we don't.
No quiz. We will see you all next week after Arsenal versus Manchester United.
Woo!
What a huge game.
Hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah.